With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and in its place, like every year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts.
Holiday spending using cash or cards through Sunday has topped last year's haul. According to data released this week by Visa's Consulting and Analytics Division and MasterCard Spending Pulse. But growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. More are hitting thrift stores and other discounters in place of malls. According to data from Placer.ai, the firm tracks people's movements based on cell phone usage. And they're sticking more closely to shopping lists and doing more research before buying. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump this weekend to discuss a peace plan that would end the Russian-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia hit Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones in an attack that killed at least one person during those attacks. Poland scrambled fighter jets and closed airports in Lublin and Rzeszko near the border with Ukraine for several hours. Later, officials confirmed there was no violation of Polish airspace. California is dropping a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The Trump administration says the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington poses the question, are you a practicing Christian?
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. This follows the mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month that killed 15 people. The draft law includes penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines. Premier Chris Minns says chants like Globalize the Infidata will also be banned. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged to curb radicalization. This is SRN News. The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region.
On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made Israel the first country to recognize Somaliland, Somalia's breakaway region, as an independent nation. And Netanyahu and Somaliland's president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdallah, signed a joint declaration.
I want you to know that I'm signing now, as we speak, Israel's official recognition of Somaliland. And its right of self-determination.
On Saturday, Africa's regional governance bodies rejected the recognition. The African Union says it undermines Somalia's sovereignty and risks peace and stability on the continent. I'm Donna Water.
A bombing in a mosque in Syria has killed 8 people and wounded 20 more. Preliminary investigations indicate explosive devices were planted inside the mosque. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.